Thank you. All we wanna do is dance, dance in this romance. We'll stand up for love again, and even if it gets for sure.
Miracle, and you could be the answer to their prayers.
Before my transplant, I really never thought that I would live to be 25 years old.
The Organ Donation and Transplant Association of Canada asks you to consider making the gift of life possible for the thousands of Canadians waiting for their miracle.
After the transplant, I realized that I have such a life and such an opportunity to do everything that I wanted to do, that I want to do it all. I'm able to do it all.
Please talk with your family about signing an organ donor card.
I know people going through the transplant process who might have grown up ill or become ill through a defect or a disease. There is light at the end of the tunnel. There is a life that you never expected before.
Find out more at organdonations.ca or phone toll-free 866-949-0003.
My goal is to somehow let everybody in the world know about organ donations and have everyone talk to their family about donating an organ.
Find out more at organdonations.ca.
You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR. This is the Morning After Show. I'm Jason Paulette, sitting in for Oswaldo Perez, who's in Russia. I've got in the studio with me Jillian Callender, the host of the Van Music videos on vanmusic.ca. How's it going, Jillian?
Very good. How are you, Jason?
I'm doing well. You know, it's my third time doing this show, and I'm thinking I need a DJ name.
Yeah?
Yeah. So Jason is just a normal...
What are your choices?
I don't know, super DJ, I got a cape made. No, I was thinking, I think what I'm actually going to do is going to go by my internet name, because it's an amalgamation of Jason and Paulette, which is my name, so I'm going to go with J-Paw. So,
I like
that's
it.
My new nickname.
J-Paw.
I won't answer unless you call me J-Paw.
All right. I like J-Paw.
Right on,
good.
Right on. So, yeah, man. Well, get to a little bit more music here. We'll play some more music, and then we'll come back with you and chat a little bit about what's going on with the Van Music.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. All right. Well, first, let's just let these wonderful people know who they listen to. They just heard Dance Police by Sex with Strangers, a fantastic local band, and one of my super new favorite bands, the Silver Sun Pickups off the album Swoon. We heard Draining, which was the second track that you heard there. It's a fantastic, fantastic album.
I really like that.
Yeah, I don't know. I got a crush on that guitar sound. It's fantastic. Mm-hmm. And of course, we heard Brastronauts, the song Insects from their album Old World Lies. And this is 101.9 FM, the morning after show with CITR. Here's some more music for you.
I'm never going to the world I know. Blanket clouds everywhere I go. And it don't mean nothing when you got too much. But a fool can tell.
Haven't you? I will. stands alone. No, there is no air. Silent eyes, silent mouth, silent breath. Weave your web to close. Now don't you regret it. Stroll into town where you think you got so many friends. Cast your spell upon me.
This is the Morning After Show on 101.9 FM CITR. I'm Jay Paul, and I'm with Julian Callender here from Van Music.
Yo.
And yeah, we were just listening to some music off the playlist. That first very trippy instrumental song we heard was from a band called Terminal Sound System off their Constructing Towers album. It was a song, Wolves. It's kind of starting to scare me. It was so spooky.
But good. It was very good.
Yeah, it was great. It was great. It's very like very dark and mysterious. Yeah. It's great to just put on and have floating around.
Yeah.
We also heard after that, we heard from Chris Joss, his album Styx, and the song was Night Scare. Very happy tune. I really like that. First time I heard that song, it was it's kind of dancing in my chair here.
Mm-hmm. I was doing the air bass. I don't know if you noticed that.
Yeah, no, I noticed you were rocking out there. I saw the leg kick. That was pretty good. You're such a rock star. And we also heard from Headwater, a song called Death of Me, a local, I guess, bluegrass band. These guys, bunch of nice guys, too, super nice guys. There was a small music festival in, well, I guess a little private park on Commercial Drive. It's the Foxy House, the Foxy Park, if you know what I'm talking about.
Were they the ones that played last summer?
Yeah, exactly. They played last summer. They were the last band to go on when the police arrived.
Oh, right.
These guys put on such a good show. When the police came by to break it up, they actually hung out. There's like two police cars and four cops, and they're like, oh, I wish we could stay. This band is great. And they let them play out, and then...
That was the end of the...
And then that was it. Then people filtered out, but it was very... Great band, Headwater. Yeah. You should check them out. Of course, always on MySpace/Headwater.
Yeah.
And that last girl we just heard is Chelsea Johnson. such a beautiful voice.
She is. And I actually saw her on the weekend, actually on Friday. I went to see C.R. Avery at Richards on Richards and never seen him before. And I know that you're a big fan of him.
He's so fantastic.
Yeah. And I was blown away. And little did I know that Chelsea and a lot of the girls from the Foxy House were there. And C.R. Avery actually handed the microphone to Chelsea, and just on key. She's just such a pure talent that, you know, when anybody hands her a microphone, she just knows what to do with it. And she was singing part of the chorus, and just, you know, she just blew my mind. She's such an amazing talent. And yeah, apparently she's on her way to Halifax or something.
I tried to get her on the show today to play live, but her flight left this morning at about 9, and we don't start till 11:30 on morning after show. Yeah. So unfortunately, we missed her. But
when is she coming back?
I think she's probably coming back. I think she said in August.
Okay, yeah, so definitely have her on then, because she. I'd love to hear her on the radio and get her out there, because she's such a great talent.
Well, you know, we're really fortunate where we live, because there's so many bands that that hang out in that area that we get to hear such great live music all the time, like constantly. In the morning, hearing the guitars on the front step,
we have afternoons that we have like circles where even if you don't know how to sing, or you know, everyone's so relaxed that you can just like... you don't even have to know an instrument. You just pick something up, and everyone is... It's such an encouraging atmosphere that you can just, like, do whatever, and everyone just really...
We all got the music in us, right?
We all do. It's amazing how people kind of tend to,
allow yourself to be free.
Yeah, and it's funny, because in our neighborhood, there's just so many people that are into the same things and really encourage each other. It's like almost like a family. It's such a...
Well, you know, it's like... it's commercial drive.
It's the drive, man.
Yeah, no. And speaking of the drive, the Car Free Festival, fantastic party. I only went to the drive when I didn't make it to the Main Street, but I heard the Main Street party was great.
I went to the drive, and I went to Denman, because a friend was doing an improv thing at Denman and Morton. So I saw a bit of down there, but I was mostly on the drive. And some interesting vendors and people walking around. And
yeah, apparently, I know CITR had a stage on Main Street, and they had tons of bands. There was like 7 stages apparently. Oh. And like,
wow.
I missed that. I ended up going to the party at the Legion on the drive for the Car Free Day Festival, that after party. Great bunch of DJs. It was a really good dance time.
I saw the pictures. Jason showed me the pictures that he had taken at the Car Free after party at the
support
Legion.
Support those Car Free days. There's nothing like them.
And
you need one every weekend.
I was super jealous, Jason, of seeing those pictures. I totally forgot.
Well, I'm used to you being jealous, Jill. for real, though, let's get to some music. And we'll come back and chat a little bit more about that van music scenario.
слышно, я вернусь к тебе через облака. Так просто. Если захочешь, плачь и плачь, знаю, что сможешь, и не надо слов, это как любовь возможна.
A regular job like us all. When you pay off this redeeming, your inherited stocks, because your parents reap the benefits of working real hard. So you can live a life of emptiness while looking so high. Lip gloss pushed up, broad blind as she wants. Hip profile switched up, by for the socks. No goals, spend lots, learn nothing at all. Who am I to talk when we all have our problems to solve? I guess that I forgot that nothing really sets us apart. I turn an eye and walk a thin line that you already crossed, in hopes to find a working balance looking for what I want.
If they tell you that you're beautiful,
wake up, you wake up.
Around her. She's used to being beautiful, significant, and kind of shy. And try to tell her how to live and what to think about, she knows. Compliments in everybody's tongue wherever she goes. All to see intentions, comedy's pretension. Never need a wish, she could honestly be dead inside. Swear magazine, shattered dreams, made her think. Women are a shadow, as a shadow in the galaxy. She doesn't like people knowing who she is. Father and mother always wondered where her booty's been. They never had the time to tell her where the beauty lives. They always gave her what she wanted as the cutest kid. Can't see her eyes. She looks
says her friends getting secondhand attention because they're willing to pretend. If they tell you that you're beautiful, find out what it means and use it well. Climb out of the scene in the new world and realize that you're just another human.
Разрешите тебе курить?
As always, you're listening to the ever eclectic Morning After Show on CITR 101.9 FM. Just heard a great selection of songs there. Starting off with The Herd, we heard the song Beautiful off of their Run With The Herd limited edition tour CD. And actually, that was the second song we heard. My bad, that's the third song we heard. The second song we heard was one of Oswaldo's choices, From Russia. We heard two Russian songs there. The first one was by an artist named Linda Yavorona.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't speak Russian. I understand Linda, but that one... Interesting. Very good, actually. We got to watch the video because you played it off of YouTube. So, very
both
beautiful
songs.
Girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, both songs were off of YouTube. That last song we heard was a song called Kino by Grupa Krovi. Yeah, I believe that's from a Russian movie.
That was a very interesting video.
Yeah.
It starts with the guy, the lead singer, getting stabbed.
Yeah.
And bleeding all over the snow.
I love the way that after he's dead, he's still got his lighter going. The man who kills him lights his cigarette off the dead man's lighter, which is still lit as he dies. Oh,
Wow.
Epic.
Yes.
And we also heard a song called Still Standing by The First Aid Kit, which I believe is from Halifax. They're a Canadian band. Yeah, off the playlist. I discovered them last time I was searching through the playlist. And yeah, pretty good band. I love to support the Canadian music. Speaking of Canadian music, Jillian, why don't you tell us a little bit about what Van Music is doing at the moment?
Well, we're just in the early stages of developing a web series, and it's very, very cool because we're getting the whole culture of tattoos and music, and we're going to combine them for a web series on vanmusic.ca. And we're just currently looking for any artists that, well, tattoo artists, as well as musicians that are interested in getting tattoos or talking about their tattoos and having us film it. And so, yeah, we're looking for musicians, and we're also looking for any tattoo artists that have more than about 10 years experience, somebody who's fairly experienced in the art of tattooing. And what we're wanting to do is take the musicians and talk about them. It's like story one is the musician. They talk about their tattoos, mm-hmm. and the stories behind them, and if they'd be willing to get a tattoo and have us film it. And yeah, and also we want to bring the tattoo artist and show a lot of their talk about their experiences as tattoo artists, how music has affected their lives as well, and also talk about how they got into tattooing. And
so it's like a documentary or like just a web series, reality kind of series of like sounds like Vancouver culture, like basically Vancouver music
culture,
and Vancouver tattoos.
Well, because music and tattooing are they're very combined these days. It's like they're both influenced each other, and that's pretty much what the web series is all about. We want to showcase music and the influences it has on tattoos and the influences it has on music. And so, yes, we're looking for anybody that's interested. You could go to our website and send us an email if you're a tattoo artist that wants to be showcased on our show. Send us an email. If you're a musician that's got tattoos you want to talk about, if you're doing any shows in and around the Vancouver area, we can also film your show and promote your music. And so, yeah. So that's pretty much
cool.
It.
Cool. Sounds good. Sounds like there's a lot of stuff going on there.
Yeah. Van Music is always busy. We're always looking for ways to showcase the Vancouver talent, and there's just so much out there.
Beautiful. Nice, man. It's good to see people supporting the Vancouver music scene. It sounds like it's expanding to the Vancouver cultural artist scene, which is great. That's fantastic. All right, so we're going to have a ticket giveaway here. There is a band called Cut Off Your Hands, and they're playing at the Media Club on Monday, June 22nd. And I'm going to play a couple tracks from them right now, and hopefully we'll get somebody calling in here with a skill testing question. You ask me a skill testing question, I will try and answer it, and we'll get you set up with some tickets there. So call us here at the station CITR for the morning after show to win these tickets.
Don't cry. Tomorrow's sun ain't rising. Don't cry. Though those clouds keep you from heaven, when the blackest night comes, falls before the night. Know the end is nigh, but don't cry. Dig a hole, bend down, start screaming. Dig a hole, kneel down, scream. Dig your way halfway to hell and sit back a spell. Lean in to the
is the Morning After Show. You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR, and that is Cut Off Your Hands. They're playing Monday, June 22nd at the Media Club. If you would like tickets, you can give us a call here at 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR, 822-2487. And you can get tickets to Cut Off Your Hands Monday, June 22nd at the Media Club.
Say what you want to. Yeah.
This is the Morning After Show on 101.9 FM CITR, and that was Cut Off Your Hands. They're playing at the Media Club on Monday, June 22nd. Thanks to Andrea Scully, who called in, who gets to go check them out. And we have, from Russia, calling in, Oswaldo Perez on the line. Can you hear me there, Oswaldo, or are you with us? Okay, maybe he's not on the line. He's on hold anyways. Let me play another track for you and see if we can get him on here. And let's see. Let's get some hip-hop going for you.
Hey, look at this. My Yuki Katsumoto. She's got a nice little muffin on her. That's crazy, man. Yo, Japan, eh? Tired of this fucking place, man. Let's get out of here. Yeah, let's go.
Let's go.
This is for all the solid hard workers all across the universe. I call them first. All is in my wallet lurk. I'm here to give you all I'm worth. Give me all the heart, I'm all thick. I'm falling on the curb. Probably got what y'all deserve. Yo, as you drop some words.
Alright, alright, old man. Look at my hard life jaw. The feels all and staunch amongst the monikers for the long nights. Split the worlds for the toonies worth. What loses, but you're losing first. Do what works.
We rap, you relax or relapse. The beat cracks your feedback. We need that cue when we drink tree sap. I mean that. We eat tracks at work. I use tea taps. I hope that your dreams last from all of those wee naps.
Yeah, slacksy, push back, eat up, anteed with caffeine and addies and trappies is flying in her backseat. A black sheep with fast feet, a practical plan, the unsavvy, convincing.
Ah,
this is what happens.
Okay. I'm hardly acting fencing with the fabble, cap extensive, racking pens and markers, living off some bread and water. Now you've heard the best of authors who reject impressive offers. When it gets excessive, then we profess to obsessive daughters.
We're harder than pelts and artists and coarser than when it goes back. Chopped like a helicopter, as thick as the baker's dough stack. Wandering stealthy bomber, respond to the large chain. Popping my blue collar while shot through the blockade.
I've walked a long way, not stopped until the cops pay. My mom's sleeping nice, but I was raised by pops the wrong way. Instead of dropping names and homes to get some sort of props or fame, you should just walk away, cause face it, you and me are not the same.
I talk like a loss of shame and think like an employer. Float on my boat design while trying not to avoid you. The city in modern Maine, who secretly whups the waitress. Tips of her toonie high, she might as well be someone famous.
Neat facts, we speak back and forth while your team lacks. I mean that. I've seen fat DJs who just keep waxing. We laugh at geeks that who have builds like meat racks with tea black. No clean for a week. Pass my mean sacks as B-flat old.
Patchy all Nancy, your red red attract me. And tally the stats, B-pass for roll skill fatty. And frankly, being antsy fits assy like bagging. This fast feeding algae at my fancy.
What that means is we float on the ocean in crab season. Have reasons, motives to quote, but now that's even. Backseat in a limited BMW. Tree series, who's driving? Aloe people, old Chad and David are rhyming.
These queries to sum up are twisted, rarely, hardly seldom. Humankind did promotions to prepare for Armageddon. Alleged unconvicted, yes, you are where you're living. I'll take when you're not looking and say thanks when you're not listening.
Thanks. Stop bitching, cause most of the shit you're not getting. Like I'm not getting some ass and trashed at my aunt's wedding. Pause for a second and let's not take off that awful dress. Hawk in the flesh, your mom ain't here to block the nest.
Not a full of all heads and dig without a far off edge. Caused effects in quantum physics. I'm all from non-religious, we're walking. Whether through the Green Valley, across the thickets until we're big in Japan.
I'm thinking of plans, live in a van.
Okay.
Well, one day, we're gonna be big in Japan. Mark my words.
All right, that was Imagination Tree Trunk on CITR 101.9 FM. And I'm going to try and get Oswaldo back on the phone here, reporting from Russia. Are you with us, Oswaldo?
Yes.
Perfect. Good to hear from you again, sir.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Good to hear from both of you there.
How's Russia treating you, Oswaldo?
It's very well.
Yeah?
Drivers are crazy, but other than that, it's pretty cool.
We like the choices that you made on the two, what was it, the Gatto? What was it?
Yeah, the first band was a girl called Linda.
Yeah. Is she big in Russia
and
right now?
The second one is a legendary band from Russia called Kino.
Kino.
The guy name is Viktor Tsoi. He's kind of like the Joy Division of Russia.
Mm.
He died in a motorcycle accident, so he's kind of like a cult band here in Russia. Everybody plays their songs, even the buskers on the street.
Nice.
They make covers, asking for money. So
right on. So you're checking out the scene there, the music scene out in Russia?
Yeah, I check a couple of bands. There's a cool place called Project Oggy, which
Project
it's kind of like the Railway Club.
Nice.
They have all these local bands, and there's some pretty cool ones. I've been
so what do you find is the
some of the bands.
What do you find is the most prevalent kind of live music out there? What's their independent scene like? What is it? Punk? Is it heavy techno? Like, what's the most popular
do
in
they
your
have
area?
Hip hop there.
Well, you know, there's a collective group of bands that remind me a lot of the Herd, because there's a lot of kind of hip hop-ish ska. They mix some rhythms, and they have a CD that I don't remember the name right now. But I will send it to you for the next show, so you can play a couple of tracks for these guys.
Cool, sounds good.
There's a lot of reggae and ska in Russia as well.
Nice. Yeah. That surprises me, because I always... Well, I guess I'm stuck in the old world mentality of Russia. It always appears bleak.
How's the wine in Russia, Oswaldo?
Yeah, it's your favorite. Your favorite.
The wine is cool.
Yeah.
There's a zone in the south called Crimea.
Uh-huh.
They have cool wine there. They
Does
say
know,
that also
that
the Georgian wine is good.
Yeah.
But since the war between Russia and Georgia, they banned most of the products of Georgia here. So
I heard a rumor that you could buy booze at newspaper stands in Russia. Is that a rumor, or is that actually true?
No, it's true. In the kiosk, there's beer for like less than a dollar, like half a liter beers for less than a dollar.
Wow.
That's
but
a good deal. That's better than
more
the pit pub down
here
on Tuesdays.
There's like 30 kinds of vodka, well, of brands of vodka.
Yeah, they love
also some very cheap, some more expensive. But yeah, that's a drink of choice here.
Right on. Well, it sounds like you're having a fantastic time out there. I notice you're still blogging. That's always good.
Yeah, I have I'm going to post a couple of videos on www.bandmusic.ca, so you can check some of the bands that I have the chance of taping.
Nice.
Great.
So check out the website. I'm going to upload a video today, so you can check it out.
Beautiful. I look forward to seeing that, man.
Nice.
I saw your last ska. It was Ska P that was in Russia?
Yeah, that was an amazing concert. It's a Spanish band that came here, and I was surprised that a lot of... there was like more than 3,000 people at the concert.
Wow.
And most of them knew couple of the songs from the band in Spanish, so that was pretty surprising
for
me.
That's pretty cool, man. It's good to see I mean, music just traveling, Spanish music over in Russia.
There's
I guess
no
music, good music is
music,
good music, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And now Manu Chao is playing on the 24th. I'm trying to get an interview with him, but he doesn't reply to my email.
Well, maybe he will now that you're talking about it over
here
in Canada.
I'll have to stalk him when he comes here. And how was the car free day?
It was good.
Yeah, it was fantastic. It was like thousands and thousands of people just having a great time.
Yeah, and there was an after party at the Region. The Legion.
The Region.
I don't know. Sorry, the Legion. I missed out on it, unfortunately.
Did you
hit
the beer vending machine?
I didn't. But I thought of Oswaldo when I saw it. But it was tempting, but I didn't. No, the Legion, which I didn't get to go to, but Jason
yeah,
had
I went
a lot
to.
Of
she's living off my glory here. It was awesome. It was
you
beautiful.
You should see
you
some of the pictures.
Been.
He's in like, how
yeah,
are
actually,
you dressed up
Mark,
as?
Mark Farabee from the Get Down and I and a couple other people. Mark is like this incredible craftsman. He sewed like a bunch of bandanas together, and we had like 7 ponchos and crazy hats, and we just walked up and down the drive, and then we danced at the party, and we had I led a conga train that went all through the dance floor in these ponchos. It was ridiculous. I tried to get a picture of the
you
train.
You would have liked it.
Yeah, it was a really good time. I mean, you know, commercial drive and just car free day just out here in Vancouver.
Yeah.
People just love to come together, and it's a beautiful thing.
That's cool. So yeah. that was the conga was before or after the 10-minute warning?
Ah, the 10-minute warning.
Oh, I missed your 10-minute warning.
I think it was well after the 10-minute warning. I think it was about 40 minutes after the 10-minute warning. Yeah. I have my these guys. I make them give me a 10-minute warning.
We give each other.
Yeah, it's handy. Given... It's a tip. Actually, y'all should do that. If you're good friends and you notice your friend is drinking a little too much.
Making a bit of an ass
and they're starting
themselves.
To, you know, be louder and think they're funny and, you know. It's always good just be like, yo, 10-minute warning. Because in 10 minutes, they're going to be worse.
And then you realize, oh my God, maybe I should tone it down a bit. Because sometimes when you're drinking, you lose.
Handy.
You're like,
good
oh
friends,
yeah.
Good friends, don't let friends make asses of themselves.
So 10-minute warnings, everyone should catch on to that.
Unless you have a video camera or you can capture it on film in some
way. Unless you want them to make an ass of themselves.
By all means, do not give them the warning.
How's the days there? This is pretty sunny in Vancouver right now.
It is beautiful out here. We have had some really beautiful days. In fact, last week, I believe it was last week or just the end of the week before, we were like one of the hottest cities in Canada for a few days. It was smoking hot. Yeah. The weather's beautiful out here. It's fantastic.
Cool.
What's happening in Russia? Is it like breezy and cool? Like I imagine it to be? Is there still snow? I don't know. I have no idea.
No, here it gets dark like around midnight.
What?
Yeah, they have white
then,
nights there.
And then starts getting clear around 3:30, so it's almost white nights
here
in
Moscow. Like, that's amazing. I never knew that. So there's only like 3 hours of darkness?
Yeah. And actually in a city north of here called St. Petersburg, right now there's no dark. It's like light 24 hours a day. So yeah. I'm hoping to go and see some of that phenomenon. Going on there, see how people react to no darkness.
Yeah, a little experiment there. See how many days it takes before you lose your mind.
That would be very strange.
All right, Oswald, I'm going to play a little bit more music from the April 10th party here. We got some live tunes from Jess Hill and The Get Down and Los Furos and Michelle Cardellis. So there's only a few minutes left. I'm going to close out the show and try and get a couple of these in here.
But, so I just want to let people know that they can podcast the show at www.citr.ca and they can listen to it any time of the day. And also all the other shows at CITR, they can podcast them. So it's cool because you can make your own schedule and listen to CITR the whole day.
Yeah, CITR
has cool shows.
Yeah, it's a great station. There's like... I actually like some of the talk radio they have, too. There's Sex in Van City. Sexy in Van City is a nice late show that I was listening to. I think it was on a Thursday. But, yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah, man. College radio's got all the good stuff. Get off regular radio.
Yeah, it's all crap.
Come on. All right, Oswaldo. Thanks for calling, my friend.
Okay, well, nice talking to you guys.
Yeah, we'll talk to you really soon.
Say hi to all the staff there, to Brenda and Luke and Bryce and all the rest of the gang there.
For sure, my friend. Will do.
Okay.
All right, man. Happy trails, my friend. Cheers.
Okay.
Bye.
Ciao.
When all it takes For this one. I see you walking down the street.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Coming up now, the Generation Exploitation Podcast and Laugh Tracks, a show about comedy. Today, an episode of Bob and Ray from September 21st, 1959.
Weekend, everybody.
Hope you did, and that you're ready for another week of unusual features and exciting events here at the Bob and Ray Show.
First thing we want to announce today, and this will give everyone a full week, that is a work week, to get ready for the big Bob and Ray Company picnic, which will be held this year at Pine Grove State Park this Friday, coming Friday.
Boy, July 31st is the date, ladies and gentlemen.
Think of it.
It's, of course, only for Bob and Ray employees, but it's an event that the public takes to its heart every year.
Well, all the employees, except those who are too far away, for instance, Dave and his announcer, Arthur Schrank, will not be with us at the picnic this year, we don't think.
No, they won't be able to.
And some of our units who are overseas, the Great Bird will not be there.
We're busy lining up talent to take part in the entertainment portion of the day's festivities out there at Pine Grove State Park. We've lined up already the Cabot Brothers.
You've all
great act.
Remember the famous Cabot Brothers. The Wellington Family Singers will be there to entertain the Bob and Ray Company employees. Of course, they're famous for folk songs. And then Bob and I are going to present two or three political tableaus. Bob will portray the grafting mayor, and I will be the crooked bookkeeper.
And
these are all beautiful tableaus that will be done in the Pine Grove.
They'll be done under the trees there, in the forest, by the lake, and of course, a feature of the day will be the big clam bake, and we'll be going up to Pine Grove later this week, I think tomorrow, to actually show you what is going on in the way of preparation. It's a big week. And we got a letter from Flaming Bombadine.
A letter from Flaming Bombadine. You recall, recently he shot himself out of a trash can and landed against the closed door. And he's over at nearby spot of recuperation.
Hospital.
Yeah. And he writes to say he's coming along fine, and that in the room next to him is Wilbur Feely, the Bob and Ray bomb deactivator.
See, Wilbur was here deactivating a bomb a few days
but
back.
He said they're both having a wonderful time and will be back at their trade soon. So that will come as good news, I know, to most of you folks.
Mm. And be sure and listen on Friday for sure, because that's the day we'll be out at the park and we'll be.
And a warning to Bob that if you are not, we repeat, if you are not a Bob and Ray Company employee, please do not clutter the highways near the Pine Grove State Park.
Now I'm going to step in here at my Columbia Phonograph dealers, and let me just go through the door. And
hi.
Hello there, sir. I'm representing Bob and Ray this evening. I thought maybe you could show us your line of Columbia phonographs, maybe the portable models that you have.
Yes, certainly. Girl, if you'll step along right over here.
I understand
the
stereo one by
my wife, and these are the kids.
Yes, well, I wanted
this
to see the.
This calendar that you'll see up over my desk is a beautiful scene of the Grand Teton Mountains
that
in
is,
Wyoming.
That is. I've seen
beautiful.
That same scene before. It's
yes.
Very pretty.
Now, what is it you wanted to talk
well,
about?
Well, I thought.
Easy terms?
Well, not yet. No,
well,
I wanted
right.
to maybe pick out one of the phonographs. I hear your headquarters for all of them. The prices, I'm told, start as low as $24.95.
That's right. And the consoles, and look, crafted like beautiful, fine furniture. See that?
Yes.
Huge console. They start at the amazing low price of $129.95.
And that's for a three-dimensional stereophonic high-fidelity sound.
Well, and you can play all kinds of records, stereo or otherwise. As a matter of fact, monaural records sound even better on this this beautiful Columbia phonograph.
Well, that's something to keep in mind. And you said something about terms. I could get terms.
Yes, you can. I was only joking with you. There's a phonograph here for every room, every budget, every listening need.
Well, then I would say that my advice to all of our friends is to drop down to their Columbia dealer and see his full line of Columbia phonographs, portables and consoles. We were sitting around the Bob and Ray office the other day, kind of